Bernard Chevre, 1922-2019, The Life of a Pioneer, by Dom Serafini. The last time I saw Bernard Chevre, who died on Friday, May 17th in his Paris home, was in 2013, when Reed Mydem honored him for the 50th anniversary of MIPTV, the market that he created. We hadn't seen each other in 26 years, not since he sold MIPTV and left the scene. Yet Chevre was courteous to me. It wasn't always like that. I first met Chevre at MIPTV in 1979 when I served as international editor of Television Radio Age. But years later, in 1983, when my Video Age Daily at NatPe ran an ad for the Monte Carlo TV market, Chevre was so upset that he tried to ban me from MIP. And I wasn't Chevre's only target. Recall the late Norman Horowitz. It was in 1971 that I attended my first MIPTV while at Screen Gems. To call the exhibition space at the Old Palais inadequate would be an understatement. To compensate for that, we rented a salon at our hotel, the Carlton, and imported a Sony player and cassettes of all of our pilots for all of our important screenings. All was well, Horowitz said, until we were asked to see the market director general, Bernard Chevre. He said that he was happy that we rented space at the Palais, but that many were complaining that we were taking people away from the market to the hotel. We explained that the screening space at the Palais was horrid, and he offered us his space for the next market, which we happily accepted. Everything was fine until Bernard, wishing to have the last word, said to us as we were leaving, "And just in case you change your minds about what we had agreed, I'll have you banned from the city and make it impossible to obtain hotel rooms." Horowitz noted that he and his colleagues had had a history of being threatened by our clients, but none of us had ever been threatened by a supplier. We did not return to MIPTV. We stayed out of the market until, as I recall, 1979. While it was lovely coming to Cannes, Bernard was not going to mess with us. The unpronounceable Marché International du Programme de Télévision, mercifully abbreviated to MIPTV, was started in Lyon, France in 1963 by Chevre, then a charismatic 41-year-old publisher. 3 years after MIFED, the world's first audiovisual market, was started in Milan, Italy. The first MIPTV was attended by 119 companies from 19 countries. Chevre, born November 3, 1922, in Melun, a town 40 kilometers south of Paris, was originally involved in the publishing business and was best known for establishing the first book clubs in France. In 1950, he became editor-in-chief of Official Toy magazine in Paris and was responsible for the creation of the International Toy and Game Trade Show. Chevre entered the television field in 1957 when he co-produced a children's show followed by 5 films on classical music, including 1 documentary about Isaac Stern and 1 about Arthur Rubinstein, for which he won an award. In 1965, after a 1-year hiatus, MIPTV moved to Cannes, utilizing the town's old palais for its exhibition floors. In 1982, the much larger and more successful market moved to the new palais, while the old one became a hotel. A lifelong bachelor. "If I were married, I could never have done this," Chevre told Video Age in 1982. He cultivated the image of a mysterious and enigmatic figure who lived with his mother. Undocumented stories and anecdotes of his early life abound still, and Chevre was often MIPTV participants' favorite topic of conversation, after program sales, that is. In 1987, he sold his markets organizing company, Mydem, to the UK's Television South, TVS, for £5 million. 2 years later, TVS sold Mydem to Reed Exhibitions for a reported $20 million, which renamed itself Reed Mydem. According to some accounts, the high resale value of Mydem left Chevre upset. He returned to the publishing business with a free, airport-distributed magazine. This has been Bernard Chevre, 1922-2019, The Life of a Pioneer, by Dom Serafini.